Blog Talk Radio.
General quarters, all hands man your battle stations.
Hi, my name is Rachel and my telephone number is... I wanted to tell you that you're evil, horrible people. You're awful people. You represent horrible ideas. God hates you, and he wants to kill your children. You should all burn in hell. Bye.
Now more than ever before, the people are responsible for the character of their Congress. If that body be ignorant, reckless, and corrupt, it is because the people tolerate ignorance, recklessness, and corruption.
Corruption. Corruption. Corruption.
Until now.
Welcome once again to the program. I am your captain for this two-hour pleasure cruise, where we are dedicated to the fight and the preservation of freedom, regardless of the cost. Remember, freedom is not cheap, but we can afford it. It's tyranny that we cannot afford. We don't want it. We don't like it. It's not good for the soul. All right, you want to be a part of the program today? Give us a call at 646-716-7978. Want to leave a comment on the section? Well, leave a comment right there on the website that you're currently on right now, and we'll see what we can do to help you out. All right, there's a lot to get through today, and I don't shut up, as you know, so I'm going to do everything I can to try to get through all this stuff today. So let's lift our jib and get this ship underway. All right. Okay, shipmates. The holiday season is behind us now. All the decorations are coming down. The cookies are all going stale. Not even the friggin' dog will eat them anymore. So we have to batten down the hatches, sound the general quarters alarm, and defend our ship. Damn those stupid torpedoes! It's full speed ahead! Our enemy is relentless. We have to be more relentless than them. Are you paying attention, Mr. Priebus? Head of the Republican RNC, whatever. Why do we even have that crap? If we're not going to do anything with it, why even have it? I don't understand. I mean, look, if you're not going to do anything to progress your party, just dismantle the son of a bitch, because it's no good for nobody. I'm just sick and tired of the Republican Party, this lazy, just, I don't know what the hell it is. We can't be lazy in this country anymore. This country would have never gotten off the ground if we were lazy. And look what happened. Look at us. We are lazy. Who is our real enemy? Is it, what, Al-Qaeda? The Taliban? The Tea Party? Is it the EPA? The overzealous law enforcement agencies? The local, state, and federal governments? Who's our real enemy out there? Who do you realistically think is our real enemy? That's right. It's us. Ourselves. We are our worst enemy. Why do you say that? Why? Well, how are we our worst enemy? Well, if you're like Mr. King and Mr. McCain and Mr. McConnell and Mr. Boehner, if you're like them, up and defend our ship. Look, we're taking on water, man. I mean, we've shored the bulkheads up as much as we can, but look, unless we can get this ship into port and give it some serious repairs, we will sink. And right now, we're in pretty deep water.
look, if we don't stand up and protect ourselves, not only from our enemies, but from ourselves, we're the only ones to blame. We have to, the Republican Party, you got to stop fighting amongst yourselves. If you're not conservative, get the hell out of the Republican Party and go join the Democrat Party. I would have more respect for you if you went out and you said, you know what? I'm not really a Republican. I'm a Democrat, so I'm going to move over. I'd have more respect for you than that. But I don't have respect for you, Mr. King, when you come out and you stick your chest out. And, oh, you're so intelligent. You've been on this intelligence committee, and you've been doing this. And, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, Obamacare, it's awful. It's horrible. We got to do everything we can to repeal it. We got to do this. But then when you get the perfect opportunity to repeal the son of a bitch, you sit on the sidelines and criticize those people who went out and was actually doing your job. That should have been you guys. Mr. McCain and Mr. McConnell? All of you, Mr. Boehner? Ted Cruz, yeah, he had to do it because you guys didn't. And you guys wouldn't. And you're still not willing to fight. What the hell are you doing in office? I mean, just resign now. Do the country a big friggin' favor and just resign. If you're not going to do your job, you shouldn't have your job. And that's up to us. If these bastards aren't going to do their job, it's up to us. We've got to get rid of them. We can't expect these guys to police themselves. They're not. And again, yeah, of all the violations this administration has done, not only to the country as a whole, but to our Constitution and to us as individuals, this stuff has been going on for a long time. This has been many years. This liberalism has been, well, it's always been there in the country, but it never really started to come out until about the early 20th century. And, of course, the 60s came along, and then the 70s and 80s, and it just kept getting worse and worse and worse. And now, look, we need a complete repeal of just about everything. The EPA has got to go. They've got to go. We can't afford them. We've got to do the job. They're not going to do it. It's up to us. We're the employees. We're the employers. Now, if anybody's ever been in a management situation, look, it's up to you. If you are the employer, it's up to you to make sure that your employees are doing their job and efficiently. If they're not, well, you have to either discipline them to get them to do their friggin' job or fire them. Get them out. Look, I'm sorry. You can't do the job. You can't have the job. My physical attributes will not allow me to play center field for the New York Yankees. Even though I've got all the positive attitude in the world. Well, I've got all the positive energy, you know. I shouldn't get the job. But our society today doesn't matter if you're not qualified. Well, you're the right color. Doesn't matter if you're qualified or not. You're the right color, so you're hired. I'm sick of that crap, too. If we'd stop worrying about what color everybody was and just started worrying about what the hell people are like inside, we'd be a hell of a lot better off. I see more of this crap on the left than I do on the right. You go to a tea party, people aren't sitting there talking, oh, you see that guy over there? He's black. Well, you see that one over there? Well, look at that one over there. Look at that. Oh, there's a woman. Well, we're going to have to get her out of here. God damn it. This is a men-only club. Yeah, with a tea party. Yeah. You don't see that. I never have, and I've been to several tea parties, including the steps of the Capitol building. I didn't see that. I see it on the left. What was that dingbat's name over there? She's already been in the news a couple of times because she says stupid stuff. That's the only time people know who the hell she is. I can't remember her name. She's got like four names. Something Harris. Let me see if I can find this. Well, in any event, I'm sure you probably heard about it. She was Mitt Romney, one of his children adopted a little black kid. So they do the Romney family photo,
It's just Mitt Romney, his wife, and all the grandkids, and there's a million of them. Well, he's holding this little baby. When I first looked at the picture, I didn't read the story. I just looked at the picture, and okay, it's fine. It's a picture. I didn't even notice the kid was black. Of course, I wasn't looking for it, but here it is. This Harris Perry is her last name. She's an idiot. I'm sorry, but she's just a dummy. She speaks with that lisp, which is annoying to me. I'm sorry you speak with a lisp, but there are speech trainers out there. I got a broken left-handed tongue, and I can still speak better than her. So let's see. Musa apologized this morning. I don't know if you've seen it, but they're all laughing. And one of the people on the panel there was some chick, and she's like singing that stupid what the hell is it? That Sesame Street song. One of these guys ain't like the other one. One of these things ain't like the other one. And I'm just thinking to myself, now what the hell? Isn't the left supposed to be this, you know, all-inclusive party? And they make fun of the right? Because supposedly the right is so racist? I don't know where the hell that's coming from. Other than, goes to the old adage of ye who smelt it dealt it. Blame it on somebody else before they blame it on you, because you're the one who actually did it. Well, that's the kind of attitude, that's the kind of culture and the mindset that we need to get the hell out of this country. It needs to go away. And it starts with you. It starts with me. It starts with us. Look, again, the only tyranny that you should have is a tyranny over yourself. Control yourself. Everything else will fall into place. Stop worrying about everybody else. So what if he adopted a black kid? How is that affecting their lives? How is it affecting my life? How is it affecting your life? How is it affecting the lives of anybody living in the United States of America? How is it affecting anybody on planet friggin' Earth? Not affecting anybody. Now, I don't know. I've never met the Romneys, but of what I have been privy to, it seems to me that children are rather important in their family, and they take pretty good care of them. So it just seems natural to me that this kid's going to grow up in a nice environment. I don't think he's going to have to worry about, you know, eating, having the right clothes. Speaking of having the right clothes, it is cold here on Long Island. And it's snowing already. We got a little snow on the ground, and it's packed, too. It's not that powder stuff. I mean, this stuff is stuck to the road. It's like super glued to the road. And we haven't even gotten into the storm yet. This storm is coming, and I'm being serious here. If you are living anywhere in the Midwest, all through the Northeast, there was a big storm coming today. And by the afternoon, 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon, start of rush hour, it's going to be blizzard-like conditions. So if you think that you can tackle Mother Nature and she won't kick your ass, well, then you be an idiot and go out there and start driving in that crap. You got no one to blame but yourself. Look, in the Midwest and the Northeast, when it starts to snow, I mean, sometimes when it comes down, especially with that wind blowing, you're not going to be driving. You're going to be stuck in the middle of the goddamn nowhere, and you're not going to get home. So if you're an employer, send your people home early today and don't be an idiot. You're not going to make any more money by keeping them there. Because if they all go home during this storm, most of them are going to die. Then when they won't be able to come back to work in the next couple of days. Then what? Then you're really going to lose a lot of money. So just think. That's all I'm saying. This storm is serious. It's going to be a very dangerous storm. It's already starting. It's only going to get worse. New York itself is going to get Long Island here, and we're going to get probably around a foot, anywhere from 6 inches to 12 inches, might be a little bit more. Sometimes, you know, these things happen. There's going to be probably a lot of wind drifts. It's going to be very heavy winds, a lot of snow. There's going to be flight cancellations. The roads are already icy. There's not going to be any visibility. So do what you can, leave around lunchtime, do whatever you can to make sure you're not on the stupid road. You cannot beat Mother Nature. She's a lot bigger, badder, tougher, and meaner than you.
You don't screw with her. So anyway, I got that out. Let's get back here. Where in the hell are we today? I start on one thing and then go off on all these damn things. But in any event, where I went off the rails here, we have to be honest with ourselves. We can no longer keep telling ourselves that things are going to get better. Obamacare is not going to get better. It's only going to get worse. Obama is not going to be the big uniter. We've already seen the evidence that he is not a uniter. He is a divider. We cannot be any more divided in this country. And for what? Who's gaining? And what are we gaining? I don't get it. I don't understand the gain. What do you win if you win this game? And it is a game, and it shouldn't be a game, because these are American people's lives. They treat it as a game. This is our lives. They're using us as their little game pieces and just moving across the board as they see fit. Some get a pass go. Some have to go directly to jail. Some land on a community chest and have to pay a income tax, and they got an electric bill. They land on a property. Oh, good God, it's got I don't know how many hotels on it. You're screwed. They take all your money. Do they care? No. Why should they? They're still in power. They still got a job. You don't, but they do. We don't need to change anything. We just need to fix what we have. Well, how do we fix it? Well, it's pretty simple. You go in your closet there, and you pull out all your boxes of all your stuff, and you pull out that old Constitution that you had been sitting in that closet and in the box for God knows how many years, collecting dust. Friggin' moths are eating it, and rats crapping on it. You pull it out, you dust it off, you clean it up, and you read the son of a bitch. And then, after you've done reading it, hopefully you've understood it, then you follow it. It's pretty simple. Now, I do know, if you've ever read the Federalist Papers, which if you don't know what the Federalist Papers are, Jesus God. Series of 84, I think it was 84, 86 essays. Written by Madison and I believe Hamilton. I always get Hamilton and Jackson screwed up. I don't know why. I've always got them screwed up. I just, for whatever reason. But if you read the Federalist Papers, yeah, Madison and Hamilton, all of them, they were very long-winded. And it's just like, oh, my Lord, a living. Well, you get to the freaking point already. I'm not interested in this. I don't care how colorful of language you're using. It's all pretty and look at all this. Just get to the freaking point. How Madison wrote the Constitution so clear compared to what he wrote in the Federalist Papers is mind-boggling to me. But the Constitution is clear. It's not a very difficult document to understand. There's a couple of words you might have to look up because those words no longer mean what they mean today. But if you read it, it's dummies like me can figure it out. If I can figure it out, why the hell can't our government? Especially our president. He's supposed to be a scholar. Well, he was a constitutional professor. He wasn't no goddamn professor. He was a guest speaker that rarely showed up. I'd love to see his bar exam results. I guarantee you he failed it. He might have not even taken it. They might have just given it to him. Being a foreign exchange student from Indonesia and all. Barry Satoro. If you're so transparent, why don't you give out your college records? Well, no, we can't do that. It'll show that he was a foreign exchange student. This guy's a big fat liar, man. And I'm not afraid to say it. I'm not afraid to say the L word. And I'm not about to put a goddamn penny in the cuss jar for it. He's a big fat liar. Liar, liar, pants on friggin' fire, liar. I mean, how do we know? Did he lie about being an American citizen born in Hawaii, or did he lie about being a foreign exchange student to get free college born in Kenya?
I mean, what the hell is this guy? Who is this guy? I don't know. This is the kind of problem. We've got to vet each and every one of our politicians. We got to do a much better job. And media, you've got to do a much better job of just vetting the Republicans. Because your side is the one that's doing all the screwing up here. Our side isn't doing a goddamn thing but letting you get away with it. And that's what we got to fix. That's why I don't believe in parties. Look at what we have. We have two parties. We got one other party, the Independent Party. We got all these stupid other green parties and all this. But the two main parties are Republican and Democrat. What have these two parties ever done for us? Huh? They're concerned about themselves. They're not concerned about you. They're concerned about their next election. They're concerned about how much money can we take from the rich to give to our poor constituents to make us look like we're really working for them. Well, if you really want to work for them, stop with all the rules and regulations and get rid of the EPA swooping down on hardworking gold miners up there in Chicken, Alaska, swooping in out of the trees with machine guns and sidearms and body armor just to test the goddamn water. EPA, no. You're done. You get a clipboard and a test tube. That's all you get. A clipboard and a test tube. You are there to make recommendations. You are not there to make policy. Speaking of making policy, hopefully someday we might be able to get into this, but speaking of making a policy, we've got there's another setback. I'll get into it a little bit later, but I'm just letting you know it's about to come up. The Supreme Court hack, what the hell's her name? Sotomayor. I mean, this chick is, she's a beast. How the hell this woman, I mean, this is the kind of crap. I mean, look, the Supreme Court, for God's sakes. Well, we'll get into her later. Right now, she's just making me nauseous. All we have to do is simply start following our Constitution to the letter. Everybody, not just the politicians, but the citizens, everybody. Look, the Constitution is the rule book. I mean, if this country was a sports team, they'd have to forfeit the game due to far too many penalties. Think about it. If our government was a sports team, they wouldn't have anybody left to play because they'd all be rejected from the game. You cannot have that many personal fouls and expect to continue to play in the game. Just follow the rules. It's pretty simple. You allow people to be free, and you stay the hell out of their lives. You don't try to ruin their lives. You shut up and stay away. Let the market run free. You cannot manipulate a market. It has been tried so many times by so many different countries, and they have failed every friggin' time. That's another thing that irritates the hell out of me. I mean, these people in this country, these so-called leaders, aren't the leaders supposed to be more smarter than everybody else? You would think. They say, what is that? The knowledge is power? Really? Then how come everybody in our government with power is an idiot? Seems to me that ignorance is more powerful than knowledge. I mean, if you're going to go by our Congress, you're going to go by our president's administration. You're going to go by anybody in charge. Seems to me that ignorance is much more powerful than knowledge. I know this Constitution much better than our president does. Much better. I don't have any friggin' power because I'm not looking for it. I'm looking for the power within me. I need to control myself. That's my power. I'm going to control me, and I'm going to let other people control them. It's not about control. You don't control anybody. My God, I think Congress meets far too often.
I think they should only meet just a few times a year. Keep them the hell out of Washington. The longer they're in Washington, the more damage they cause. President, as far as I'm concerned, he can spend the rest of his three years, whatever the hell it is, spend it on the golf course. Stay the hell out there on the sand traps there, Mr. Satoru. We don't need you back in Washington anymore. You're not doing anything but screwing everything up. We can't afford you. Those of us that do have a job only got 29 hours a week. And now we have to pay an exorbitant amount to get your stupid mandatory health care that doesn't give us health care, but we get a free abortion and a free condom. Wow, that makes it all worth it. I don't know. All right. We'll be back after this. Don't go away.
Louisianans told Mary Landrieu to vote no on Obamacare.
People think it's big government at its worst. It's going to cost more money.
Instead, she sided with Barack Obama.
If I had to vote for the bill again, I would vote for it tomorrow.
Now, we're paying the price.
There is growing frustration among many Americans.
The Obama administration is conceding that some people will have to pay a lot more for health insurance.
If I had to vote for the bill again, I would vote for it tomorrow.
Tell Senator Landrieu we deserve better than Obamacare.
Are the president's kids more important than yours? Then why is he skeptical about putting armed security in our schools when his kids are protected by armed guards at their school? Mr. Obama demands the wealthy pay their fair share of taxes, but he's just another elitist hypocrite when it comes to a fair share of security, protection for their kids, and gun-free zones for ours.
All right, and we're back, and I'm ornery as ever. So let's open up my treasure chest here, see if we can plunder for any booty. Oh, would you look at this. Here is some booty right off the top. Fast and Furious guns turn up at Mexico shootout scene. Really? Oh. Another Satoru setback, or another setback for Satoru Care. We already covered a little bit of that. Passengers are rescued from that ice-bound Antarctic ship. Remember that? These scientists, is just they're going to get rescued, I think, today, or they might already be. But here you got these guys out there trying to prove that there's global warming. They get stuck in the ice, and they get a rescue ship that is supposed to come as a bigger ship that's supposed to be able to break through the, you know, the global warming ice. They get stuck. But yet we have all this global warming. All the ice is melting. The penguins aren't dying because it's warm. They're dying because it's too cold. Now look at this. The NFL should be alarmed. 3 out of 4 playoff games, including Green Bay, are still not sold out? That's... Well, you know what that tells me? That tells me right there, see what they're going to do. This is what really pisses me off. They don't sell out the game, they got to black it out. Well, you know, maybe if you make it so people can actually afford the goddamn tickets, maybe they might go into the stadium. I got nothing against, you know, these guys making tons of money, but hey, I mean, look, this is what greed brings. They bite off more than they can chew. Texas did that with Alex Rodriguez. Oh, they thought they were going to get all this stuff. He's over here, the greatest player in Major League Baseball. Pay him $25 million a year. And they realize, ew, God, we can't afford this. Well, hello? So they trade him off to the Yankees. The Yankees now, they're dropping everybody. They can't afford, even the Yankees can't afford these ridiculous what the hell do you call them? Damn it. Oh, God, just completely went out of my head. Salaries. Jesus, come on. I haven't even had any eggnog yet this morning. I mean, the Yankees have been over well over $200 million a year just salaries for I don't know how long. They, you know, after a while, you can't do that. You can't bite off more than you can chew. And that's what we do in this country. That's what our government does. They don't care about the cha-ching, cha-ching. Or the ba-bling, ba-bling. They don't care about the damn price tag.
What do they care? They're not paying for it. You are. And if they need more money, well, just tax more rich people. Well, you keep taxing the rich people the way you're taxing them, there's not going to be any more rich people, and you're not going to have anybody to tax. Then what? Historic Bible. The FDR signed Bible, which he used to get himself inaugurated, well, it's gone missing after de Blasio, the new mayor of New York City. He uses it to swear in. Bill Clinton swore him in. Oh, God. I mean, that's just, I did not have the stomach to watch that. First of all, Clinton just irritates me. I'm sorry. I didn't think he was that good of a president. And this de Blasio guy, this guy's a, I mean, New York City, what Mayor Bloomberg did to that city is just atrocious. And now you're going to have this jackwagon getting in there. He's really going to screw things up. New York City, you got, I mean, come on. There's a lot more smarter people in New York City than that. Come on, New York. You can think a little better than that. Come on, guys. Come on. Start using your head, huh? So they lose the Bible. How the hell do you lose a Bible? Well, they did it. Well, I'll tell you how they do it. It's because there's no responsibility. There's no accountability. Nobody wants to take the initiative to be friggin' responsible in this country. That's the mindset. That's the culture that needs to change in this town. Now you got people that sit around in these fast food restaurants, picking their nose, picking their butts. You come up, you want to order a stupid Happy Meal, and oh, I'm on a break. Oh, all right, this and that. And they screw your total order up because they're idiots. They don't pay attention. They're drooling all over themselves because they don't have enough. They're mouth breathers. They want $15 an hour? Look, you want $15 an hour, you're going to have to earn that $15 an hour. Not to mention that hamburger and french fries and Coke, that better be worth $15. I don't know any hamburger that's worth $15. Even the best hamburger in the world is not worth $15. It's a hamburger. And don't think for one second that those meals aren't going to be $15. They're paying $15 an hour. They've got to have each one of those meal deals, whatever you call them. I don't eat fast food, so I don't even know what the hell you call them. I call them Happy Meals. It's all a Happy Meal to me, whatever it is. The combination, hamburger, fries, and a drink. Well, that's going to have to jump up to close to $15 an hour. How do you expect the business to stay in business? Well, they're not going to stay in business very much longer because people aren't going to be able to afford it, and that's exactly what this administration is doing. They're doing everything they can. The Democrats have been doing this, and they've been doing this for a number of years. You've got all these chains of fast food restaurants. Well, they're overseas. They're not in the United States anymore. They're United States, it's impossible. It's damn near impossible to open up a fast food restaurant in the United States anymore. The rules, the regulations, of this and that, and you got to buy all the toxic-laden, baby-killing, mercury frickin' light bulbs that are ridiculously expensive. And if you drop it, you got to evacuate everybody. You send your kid in to, you know, get. Look, once mercury gets into your body, it doesn't come out. And you get enough of it in you, you're dead. Mercury is nothing to, it's nothing to not take seriously. Think about this. They are putting your life in danger. And they're making it mandatory. Now, I know I'm going back to that Constitution again. In the preamble, just the preamble. Just the preamble. We haven't got to the body. We haven't got to the Bill of Rights. We haven't gotten to nothing yet. Now, how the hell can forcing the American people to buy a mercury-laden, baby-killing light bulb from China, how the hell is that promoting the general welfare? Anybody? Class? Anyone? Bueller? Not even Bueller can answer the goddamn thing. Of course you can't. It's not promoting the general welfare. How is making people sick? How is killing babies with mercury promoting the general welfare? Well, right there. See, that's what it is. We've got to lower the quality of life. We've got to have free contraception and free abortions because we've got to lower the population. We lower the population, we've got total control, man. I mean, they can never get us. That's what this is all about. They think there's too many people on planet Earth. Well, why don't they start with themselves first if they really want to get rid of people? Why don't you be, if a true leader leads by example. So Democrats, if you really want to lead this fight in lowering the population of the world, you need to lead by example and get rid of yourself first. You start that way. You start with that. But no, they lower the quality of life. That's by completely destroying the economy, but tell you that it's perking up. How? Who is benefiting from this economy? I haven't seen anybody benefiting from this economy. I haven't seen the country as a whole benefit from this economy. Don't give me this 7% unemployment's going down. How can it be going down when more and more people are losing their jobs? Well, it's the only people that are collecting unemployment insurance. Yeah, but what about the people that were collecting unemployment insurance but don't have it anymore and they still can't find a job? How come where are those numbers? 50 million people that were supposedly out of, didn't have health insurance. So these guys are out there going to overhaul the entire health insurance program that we have in this country, which was the best health insurance on planet Earth. Or not insurance, but health care. We had the best health care on planet Earth. And this guy's going to try to make it better? Isn't that funny? Have you ever noticed when somebody tries to make something that already works great, they always try to make it better? Have you ever noticed that it doesn't make it better? It makes it ineffective? Have you ever noticed that before? I've noticed it. I've noticed it a lot. I'm sure that wherever you work, I'm sure you've seen supervisors and bosses and regular employees. I'm sure you've seen them do that, try to fix something that already works. I mean, how can human beings be so obtuse that they can't even figure it out? I mean, you shouldn't have to be told don't fix something that's already working. Well, healthcare wasn't working. We had all these people that didn't have health insurance. Okay, but then why didn't you do something to get them health insurance? Like, one, get rid of all the rules and regulations and allow businesses to actually conduct business in the United States so they can hire people. They hire people, well, they're able to get health insurance. Most of these big companies have health care programs. Well, we can't do that. No, no, no. So they bring out, they got 50 million people supposed to be on, don't have health insurance, and we're gonna get them all health insurance. Everybody's going to be covered. So they build a website that can only handle 7 million if it's, once it's completed, hasn't been completed yet. Well, if we have 50 million people that are uninsured and you only build a website that can handle 7 million, what happened to the other 43? Where are they at? Or the 42? Where are they at? What happened to them? What about the 91.5 million people that are unemployed? And the economy's booming? Is it getting better? For who? And the last thing here before we get started, if I can remember to not go over, I have a very special piece of music that I want to play for you at the end of the show. So make sure you stick around to the very end. Don't leave anywhere. You're going to want to hear this. I guarantee you, you're going to want to hear this. And you're probably going to play it more than once. If you're a patriot, even if you're not a patriot, you don't have to be a patriot to play this song over and over and over again. We'll cover that when we get to the end here. All right, let's get into this Fast and Furious. God almighty in sweet blue heaven, what the hell were these people thinking, man? Can anybody, I mean, how can you call yours, again, knowledge is not power. Ignorance in our government is the most powerful commodity that they have. Oh, nobody told me. I didn't know. Oh, I was on a golf course. Nobody told me nothing.
I didn't know that we were selling all these weapons, all these Mexican drug cartels. I didn't know nothing. Nobody tells me anything. That's not much of a leader, is it? Maybe you should fire some of your people, especially the ones that aren't telling you stuff. Hmm? Well, no, I can't do that. They're my friends. So anyway, a gun from the failed U.S. operation known as Fast and Furious turned up at a scene at a shootout between Mexican authorities and alleged Mexican gun cartel. Now, if I'm in Mexico, I'm a leader of Mexico, the president or somebody, anybody, I'd be a little hot that they would allow these weapons to go into the hands of Mexican drug cartels who, not for nothing, but Mexican drug cartels really don't have that much trouble finding weapons. They do not need the United States to give them weapons. Hello? Look, there's black market everywhere, all over the world. These Mexican drug cartels do have power. They don't need the United States to hand them over guns. And then we don't do anything to track them. And then we lie about it. Well, it was George Bush started it. No, George Bush did not start it. It was an idea, and they poo-pooed it because it was stupid. You don't give guns to anybody without tracking them. First of all, you don't even give guns to anybody, especially Mexican drug cartels. I mean, what the hell were these people thinking? Yeah, I know. It was only one person that died. It was a Border Patrol, but come on. These Border Patrol guys, come on. They know it's a dangerous job. They bought their tickets. They knew what they were getting into. Come on. You can't be blaming attorney generals, presidents. You can't be blaming people like that. It's not the administration's fault. It's just, hey, it's just a dangerous place. Yeah, we can blame you. So U.S. officials told CNN at least one AK-47 style gun, again, that AK-47, that could be traced back to the failed gun locking scheme, should be a scandal, was found at the scene. Why do we still have, why has nobody been punished for that? Why did nobody lose their job over that? Why did the attorney general not lose his job? Why has the president not lost his job yet? How many more violations of this Constitution? How many more people have to die, literally? How many more of our brothers and sisters have to die from this administration before we say we've had enough? How many? What's the number? Huh? One is all it takes. That's how I look at it, but that's me. That's just me. The shootout was on December 18th, left five alleged cartel members dead in Puerto Penasco. Never heard of it. It's a popular tourist site in Mexico. The now defunct Fast and Furious program began in 2009. We all know that, run by the ATF, blah, 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 blah. There. Agents allow low-level weapons to purchase across the Mexican border and attempt, yeah, we all know that. The ATF acknowledges that weapons from the operation would likely continue to turn up at different crime scenes. Really? Well, since they came out and admitted it, well, yeah, we know these guys. They're going to show up periodically at these signs. It's all right. There's nothing to see here. No, no, no. The ATF has accepted responsibility. What? Whoa, ATF has accepted responsibility? What? Accepting responsibility? Accepting responsibility does not mean that you come out, I'm sorry, I accept all responsibility. Okay, I'm accountable. Bye-bye. And that's it. That's not accepting responsibility. You losing your job and or going to jail, that is accepting responsibility for allowing, giving,
Mexican drug cartels, all these weapons, and you did absolutely nothing to track them. Now, we do know of one person that died with one of the guns. We don't know how many Mexicans have actually died with those guns. I'm sure they probably do, but they're not going to tell you. I don't know if there's any way to really figure it out. Some of those guns we'll never find. And they'll just go on killing more and more and more people. Does that bother you, Mr. Holder? Does that bother you knowing that you allowed these guns to go into the Mexican drug cartel's hands and they're using them to kill people? Does that bother you? Do you sleep at night? Or when you go to bed at night, do you even think about it? When you're at lunch and you've got nothing going on, do you think about the damage that you've caused? How about you, Mr. President Pro Tempore, Mr. Satoro? Do you think about that? How about Benghazi? Do you think about because of your inaction in Benghazi? Do those four lives, does that bother you? Does that interrupt your sleep at all? I mean, my God, just Fast and Furious, was one person that died because of something that I did like that. My God, I would be a freaking basket case. And then what happened in Benghazi, I would be just a mess. There's no way. There's no way that I can continue being the president. No way. I would have to resign. I would be a mess. I would be a friggin' basket case. And so what do? They go up to the parents of these slain brothers. Our brothers. Look them right in the eye. And they blame a video, and we're going to get that filmmaker who did this. He's the one who got these people so upset that killed your son, and we're going to prosecute him. No. First of all, even if he did make the video, which we know he did, but even let's just say, for example, that Benghazi was because of this cockamamie video, which we all know that it wasn't, but let's just say, for example, that it is. Is that an excuse to prosecute the filmmaker? Huh? Is that a real legitimate excuse because somebody made a film? Doesn't matter. I don't care how offensive it is. Because somebody made a film and you got your panties all set on fire over it, so you go out and you kill some people. So it's not the person who, well, broke through security, which we didn't have, climbed over the fence, burned our consulate down, attacked our annex building, killed four of our American brothers. Is that an excuse because of a stupid film? A 10-minute spoof? That's all it was. It was a spoof. It was moderately entertaining. It was just a spoof. It wasn't supposed to be good quality. It was a spoof. It wasn't even that good of a spoof. It's just a spoof. Now, how the hell can that possibly be a legitimate excuse? And how could you possibly put any blame on him? Seems to me, now maybe it's just me, I know. I'm different than a lot of people, but it just seems to me that for whatever reason, why these people were pissed off, these terrorists, and that's exactly what they are, climb over the fence, they set our consulate on fire, they kill our ambassador, they kill three of our other American brothers, burn the places down, they steal 400 surface-to-air missiles. But it's not their fault. It's the filmmaker's fault. Not the person who did the actual killing. It's not their fault. It's the film. It's that film. That filmmaker. He did it. It's like the gun. Oh, it's the gun's fault. The gun did it. It wasn't the person who stole the gun and loaded it and aimed it and pulled the friggin' trigger. No, it wasn't these guys' fault who climbed over the fence and burned the place down and killed a bunch of people and stole a bunch of surface-to-air missiles. That's not their fault. It's that filmmaker's fault, who's still in jail, by the way. There needs to be something done with that. We need to get this guy out of jail, man. This is wrong. Don't give me this nonsense that he wasn't supposed to use the internet. What the hell? First of all, you can't do a stupid a judgment like that. You can't get on the internet. Look, how are you going to control somebody not getting on the internet? I mean, No. That judge is an idiot. Obviously, the judge was not thinking properly. But I'm sure that the administration and probably the attorney general had a little conversation with him. And they made damn sure that he was on the right side. What I'd like to know is how come nobody's been prosecuted for this? Nobody's been prosecuted for the terrorists that did it. Nobody's been prosecuted for our government allowing the terrorists to do it. Nobody's even lost their jobs. But people did lose their lives. We do know that. There's four families this past Christmas that was, well, there was an empty seat at the table. Kind of a lonely dinner, I would imagine. Kind of quiet. Does that bother you, Mr. Holder? Does that bother you, Mr. Obama? Does that bother anybody in the Democratic Party? Does it bother anybody in the United States? It bothers me. ATF has accepted responsibility. Really? Well, if you've accepted the responsibility, why aren't any of you in jail? Why aren't any of you unemployed? Responsibility. Get your ass behind bars and accept the real responsibility. No, we got to put the filmmaker in behind bars. He's the one who did it. That film had nothing to do with it. They never even saw the goddamn thing. All right, let's get into this. The Supreme Court hack, Sonia Sotomayor, I won't say Sotomayor. Don't you hate that when people, you know, somebody's got a Spanish name and they always try to, they speak normal English, and then they, when they get to a Spanish name or a French name, they try to use that dialect. Oh, look at me. Oh, I'm so sophisticated. I can speak with a Spanish accent. No, you just look like a fool. Shut up. You're not really impressive. I'm sorry. But you're not. Supreme Court hack Sonia Sotomayor has put religion at the forefront of the Obamacare debate by offering a reprieve to some Catholic groups who want to opt out of the Affordable Care Act's contraception mandate. Now, this is, you know, why is a contraception mandate even a mandate? Who is the government to say that you must sell this, you must buy this? It's contraception. We don't have a problem with contraception on planet Earth. I'm sorry. You can get it at every goddamn drugstore. You can get contraception at every freaking 7-Eleven, for Christ's sakes. Like $6 a month for birth control pills, and you have to have it for free? I mean, come on. It's birth control. It's not a right. I mean, it's not it's your right to have it, but it's not a right that a mandatory right that you have to have it. If you don't want to use birth control, you don't have to use it. Mighty. And this Sotomayor, I'm sorry, but this girl, she's a beast, man. She's a hunchback. She's a beast. Her philosophy as far as goes with law, I've heard her speak. This woman has no business being a judge, much less a Supreme Court judge. You don't remember her? Well, maybe this might help you out. This is Miss Sotomayor before she became a chief Supreme Court hack. Listen to this, and you tell me if she belongs on the bench.
All of the legal defense funds out there, they're looking for people with court of appeals experience because it is court of appeals is where policy is made. And I know this is on tape, and I should never say that because we don't make law. I know. I know. I'm not promoting it.
All right,
I'm not.
Shut up. You see what I mean? No, sweetheart. No. Who makes policy? How could you be so obtuse that you have no idea who makes policy? And how could you be so arrogant to think that judges make policy unless maybe they are? And if they are, don't you think that we have a little problem in this country that needs to be fixed rather quickly? I think so. I think so. The president thinks that he can make policy. The EPA thinks he can make policy. The Supreme Court justice hacks think they can make policy. Judges in lower courts, they can make policy. But you, the American citizen, you can make them happy by bending over and taking whatever in the hell they shove up your butt. Well, my butt is closed, all right? You ain't sticking nothing up there anymore because I'm sick and tired of it. I'm not going to let you get away with it. In order for Miss Sotomayor, the hunchback of Notre Dame, said the government is temporarily prevented from enforcing contraceptive coverage requirements against the Denver-based Little Sisters of the Poor, home and aged, and must respond by 10 a.m. Friday. Now, I know that I just called her a whole bunch of names, and that's probably not professional and probably not right. I'm not going to apologize for it. Until she apologizes for what she has done as a judge, I'm not going to apologize for a damn thing. Look, it's the way it is in this world. I'm an eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth kind of guy. I mean, you're going to insult me, I'm going to insult you right back. You don't like my attitude? Well, change yours first, and you'd be surprised how quickly mine will change. But if you're going to insult me, I'm going to insult you. And yeah, Miss Sotomayor, you have insulted me. You've insulted me by not understanding our nation's Constitution. And you're a goddamn judge? And now you're a Supreme Court justice? You deserve no apology, and I will not apologize for what I've said about you. You apologize to the United States, every single citizen in this country. You apologize for what you have done. You apologize first. Hey, I'm an eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. That's it, man. Care if it's the wrong way. What does that mean, the wrong way? Who says it's the right way? Who says it's the wrong way? I really don't give a damn. What does it mean, right or wrong? Who makes what is right and who makes what is wrong? You insult me, I'm going to insult you. That's the way it works. The White House responded Wednesday saying the group isn't subject to the requirement because it doesn't apply to self-funded church plans. The White House said the Justice Department has already made clear the mandate doesn't apply to such organizations and that it defers the agency on litigation matters. But we remain confident that our final rules strike the balance of providing women with free contraceptive coverage while preventing nonprofit religious employers and religious objections to contraceptive coverage after having to contract, blah, 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 arrange, pay, or refer for such coverage, blah, 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 blah. Goddamn White House. When they release a statement, I mean, it's just so boring. It's just such, it's goo. First of all, why is free contraceptive coverage and free abortion coverage so goddamn important to this administration? I don't get it. I don't understand why that has to be a mandate. We've never had a problem with getting contraception in this country. There just isn't. I mean, I'm sorry, but contraception is not that expensive. And if you don't have any money, well, then you're obviously not responsible enough to be even having any sex. Go out and get a friggin' job. Oh, that's right. There aren't any. But Sotomayor's decision to delay the contraceptive portion of the law was joined by the U.S. Court of Appeals on the District Columbia Council. Anyway, I'm sick of this stupid story. I got to be honest. But the whole point is there... It looks like to me the Catholics are going to win, and I don't blame them, these religious groups. But see, they've got groups that are affiliated with religious churches and this and that, And, well, they don't fall into the particular – this whole thing is about these are nuns that are actually have brought this. Where is this? The failed Supreme Court. In their Supreme Court brief, the nuns said they faced ruinous fines if they failed to comply. They calculated that they would have to pay an annual fine of approximately $2.5 million for an organization that cares for 69 elderly poor people and operates with an annual budget of approximately $6 million. Now, see, something like this right here, this whole thing is just a mess to me. One, there's no excuse to be fine somebody $2.5 million because they refuse to give free contraceptive and abortion care for 69 elderly poor people. Hello? Not to mention nuns. Well, maybe they do need contraceptive care because sometimes, you know, people are sinners. Can't help it. But how can you have a budget for $6 million to care for 69 people? I mean, that seems a little high to me. I mean, I'm just saying. I don't know what the whole deal is with it, but... So anyway, I do believe, first of all, now here's another thing. If the Catholic Church and all these other religious groups out there are going to win this argument, and I think they are going to win, and they should win. Well, why is a Catholic, or why are these religious groups any different than, say, you and me? Why are they any different than any other group? Look, if you're going to make a mandate, it's got to be for everybody. If you're not going to make a mandate, you shouldn't be for everybody. You can't pick and choose who gets a waiver, who gets this, and who gets that. You can't do that, Mr. Obama. You did not write that in your law. You didn't even write the law. You didn't even read it. You have no idea what the hell is in that health care bill. Keep changing the rules, all that, just to keep your people happy so they can vote for you in 2014 to keep the Democrats in power, which they're not going to be in power. But why would these religious groups be any different than anybody else? Yeah, I do know, I do understand that these, you know, especially in the Catholics, they don't believe in contraceptive care. Okay, fine. I believe that. I don't have a problem with that. You can believe whatever the hell you want to believe. But if they're going to get an exemption, why can't these other people get an exemption? First of all, this is the problem with mandates. This is the problem with government mandating anything. Mandates don't work for everybody. It can't work for everybody. Government mandates are, you can't mandate for everybody. There's far too many, it's far too complicated to just make a blind general mandate. Well, I hope these religious groups finally get it done, and they should just take that whole contraceptive and abortion care out of the deal, period. Out of this stupid health care, period. Make it an option. If you want to pay for it, pay for it. You can have it. You want to pay for it to get your contraception for free? Fine. But if you don't want contraceptive care because you can go down to the drugstore at 7-Eleven, and get it for cheap enough where you don't have to worry about it, then fine. You shouldn't have to have, no. This is the problem with mandates. They don't work for everybody. They can't work for everybody. And if you're going to give this person a waiver, why can't you get that person a waiver? Now, this person over here is a bitch and a piss. Well, wait a minute, that's not fair. You gave them a waiver, but you didn't give me a waiver. And speaking of waivers, 2014 is here. The employer mandate, that's going away. There's going to be lots and lots and lots of people losing their health care now and going to have to be, well, according to the administration, are going to have to be forced to sign up to Obamacare, but these people aren't signing up. What's going to happen when these union workers start losing their health insurance? You think these boys are going to sit back and just allow this to happen? Don't think so. Whatever his name is. This guy's a bully. All those unions are bullies. I'm not a big union guy, by the way. I don't have a problem with union. If you want to join a union, you should be able to join a union. There's nothing wrong with it. But it, again, it should, you should not have to join a union. Pay them a lot. And some of these unions are very expensive just to get in. And then you got to pay every month just to work? No. Just for the simple fact that you are an American citizen, that is your right to work. Not because whether you're in a union or not. You want to join a union, you feel much more comfortable and safer and warm and fuzzy with a union, then fine. But if I don't feel warm and fuzzy and I don't feel comfortable joining a union, I should not have to. Now, being an actor, I can't go very far because there is a union. I'm not a real big union fan. I don't like being – I'm too goddamn independent to be in a union. I don't do groups or clubs or organizations or any of that crap. I'm just too independent. If I want to do it, then I'll do it. If I don't want to do it, I'm not going to do it. And I love these right-to-work states. Good for them. You know, look, union guys, if your union is really worth it, give the people a reason to join your union. And if it is really worth it, they will join it. So if you really want people to join your union so you can make even more billions of dollars, these unions make tons of money, man. There's nothing wrong with making tons of money. Don't get me wrong. But they only make money so they can use that for, well, political clout. They can pay to get the people they want into office. And that's another thing that we need to get rid of. Now, personally, I don't mind if you want to give money to a candidate. You can give money to your candidate. But if you're in a union, and all those union dues that you give, they take that money and they give that to politicians. You may not like that politician. Your money, your hard-earned, ass-busting money is going to people that you don't like, don't want, cannot afford, don't want to have anything to do with it. I don't find that fair. You want to take my money and give it to somebody that I don't like? I'm going to have a problem with that. That's why unions should be optional. There's nothing wrong if you want to join a union or not. But it shouldn't be mandatory. If your union's really that goddamn worth it, people will join. But they're not that worth it. That's why when you go to these right-to-work states, most people don't join the union. Those are facts. That's why the unions don't like those right-to-work states. That's why Boeing was trying to move to, what was it, North Carolina, South Carolina? And these unions blocked them? How can you do that? That's their company. It's not the union's company. The union does not own that company. They shouldn't have any right to make any kind of argument whatsoever what the hell a company wants to do. They want to move to South Carolina. They want to move to the friggin' moon. It's not up to the unions to decide how the company is going to be run. It's not up to them. It's up to the company. They have the right to move if they want to move. But with this administration, Eric Holder, he stood up for that. We can't have that. No, God damn it. Don't you dare make somebody show an ID to vote. That's racist. But yet you need an ID to sign up for Obamacare. But you don't need an ID to vote? Really? Why do you think that? Well, obviously, I think none of us here are stupid. We know it's simply to, well, get the Democrats into office. We do have illegal aliens voting more than once in this country for the same people. We need to put an end to that, too. You're going to vote? You need ID. If you can't prove who the hell you are, you cannot vote. That's not racist. That's not discriminating. Especially when these states are giving out free ID cards. Oh, my God. I mean, you can't make it any more accommodating. And think about it. All these people who don't have an ID, well, that would mean they don't have a bank account because you can't get a bank account without an ID. Obviously, they don't have a job. Can't get a job without ID. You can't rent an apartment. You need an ID to rent an apartment. Obviously, they don't have a driver's license. That's completely bogus that these overwhelming vast majority of these people don't have IDs. Well, let's just say that there's all these people that don't have IDs. The state is giving them out for free. How is that racist? How is that discriminating? Well, it's discriminating because Democrats won't keep winning elections. That's what they don't want. And that's why they allowed, again, I'm going to go back to the Constitution, the preamble, providing for the common defense, allowing Mexican drug cartels, which we gave all these wonderful magical guns to, so they can go out and shoot people. We're allowing these Mexican drug cartels to smuggle in children across the border, and we can't stop them. So what do? We take those children and hand deliver them to their illegal alien parents. This is our own government. How is that not a violation of our Constitution? How is that not a violation of criminal law? That's criminal. This entire administration needs to go. Everyone. Eric Holder? No, he's got to be gone. My God, how many more violations have to be committed? How many more people have to die before we say no more? That's what I want. Just give me the goddamn number. Whatever the hell that frickin' number is, I'll go out and I'll make sure that this certain quota is filled. Then we can say no more. Then we can do something. I mean, is that what it's going to take? Is that what we got to do? We shouldn't even have to lose one person. First of all, Mr. Holder, allowing guns to walk across the border into Mexican drug cartels' hands, you son of a bitch, need to be in jail for the rest of your life. All right, let's get in here. What else have we got here? Oh, look at this. More record lows than highs in the USA in 2013. Whoa, wait a minute. I thought we had global warming. What do you mean we had more record lows and record highs? Wait a minute here now. Goddamn planet's melting. Don't you know all the polar bears are dying? All the ice is melting? Sea levels are rising? We're all going to drown and we're all going to melt. For the first year since 1993, there were more daily record lows than daily highs that were either tied or set in 2013. Well, this is coming from the Weather Channel meteorologist. Wow, Guy Walton. Ooh, pretty smart fellow. Wonder how long he's going to keep his job for making that claim. Yeah, Eric Holder's going to have to do something about that. God damn it, don't you go out there. Damn it, you're going to go to jail. You're going to be right next to that filmmaker that caused all that ruckus in Benghazi. Christ. Through December 28th, there have been 11,852 daily record lows in 2013, compared with 10,073 daily record highs, according to Mr. Walton. Which leads us into these passengers aboard these global warming ships that are out there trying to prove global warming exists. The son of a bitch gets stuck, and it calls in a replacement ship, you know, a rescue ship. He gets stuck. Maybe that's why they didn't send rescue teams into Benghazi. They might have got stuck. They didn't want him to get stuck. Is that why, Mr. Panetta, Mr. Obama? Is that why you didn't, and Miss Clinton, is that why you didn't send anybody, you know, to go help? You afraid you might get stuck in the ice? Huh? 400 surface of goddamn air missiles were taken out of there. For what? Four American lives? 100 missiles per life. That's a hell of a bargain. Hell of a bargain. There needs to be people in jail, man. This is getting... I'm sorry, but I can't let this stuff go. I know I sound like a broken record, and you're probably sick of it, but God damn it. How do we allow our brothers to be just slaughtered and do absolutely nothing about it? Facilitate it. And these people aren't in jail, I'm sorry. This entire administration needs to go to jail. Obama, Clinton, Holder, that dingbat, what's her name, Kat Sebelius? God, what a stupid woman she is. I'm sorry, but what a just a stupid, stupid person. These are all idiots. You going to tell me knowledge is power? BS. If you're going to judge by our government, ignorance is power. I'm sick of it. So finally, a helicopter rescued all 52 of these global warming idiots. I'd have left them there. Well, if you got all this global warming, well, the ice will melt in no time. Don't worry about it. We go out and we send all these people go out trapped in the ice, thousands of miles away, to go protect these civilians, these global warming scientists. But we can't send anybody, not even from Tripoli, into Benghazi. We can't send anybody, not from Croatia, not from anywhere. And why didn't we have people? Why didn't we at least have a goddamn aircraft carrier somewhere in the Mediterranean? Why didn't we have any kind of security with 400 surface-air missiles? We had no security. How do you expect these? You know what amazes me is only four people died. And I'm not saying, I don't mean only as in, you know, what a shame. I mean, from all the reports that I got, it was one hell of a firefight. So our guys, our brothers, man, they fought their asses off, and good for them. When four people die, that's a lot, as far as I'm concerned. One's a lot. But it just goes to show you that, man, what a few good Marines can actually do. A few good sailors, what they can actually do. Anybody in the military, we do have a good military. We've got far too many leaders, however, that are not, well, they're more political than they are military. And I have a big problem with that, too. This president has fired more goddamn generals and admirals than any other president in history. Why do you think tyrants do that stuff? Because they only want the – there's nothing wrong with firing a general if he screws up. But to fire all these people and put only the people that you want in there, and they're some of them are majors, and they immediately go into general status and get their star – just because they're a lifelong, absolute, you know, pure Democrat and believe in liberalism and socialism and all these other isms. I don't know. I just want to go back to where our Constitution was still legal and we followed it. And we taught it in school extensively. And we learned it. We followed it. We understood it. We appreciate it. That's another problem. I don't think anybody appreciates this document. Certainly not our president and his administration. I don't see anybody in government that appreciates this Constitution, especially in Congress, because if they did, we wouldn't have near the amount of frickin' laws that we have. It'd be a whole lot different if they appreciated this Constitution. All you got to do is read it. You read it, you understand it. If you understand it, well, it's easy to follow because it's common frickin' sense. Well, let's see. Anything else on this stupid groups of 12 icebreakers? Blah, 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 blah. I don't feel sorry for these global warmers. I'd have left them out there. Screw them. I got enough food aboard that ship. They'll be all right. Wait till the ice melts. Might teach people some lessons. You know what? That's another thing. If we're going to really hold people accountable, we're going to really hold people responsible, we need to prove it. No more of these cockamamie congressional hearings. Mr. Issa, I love you. Yeah, you can manufacture a congressional hearing, keep up with the best of them. But the problem is they're not going anywhere. You need to start putting these bastards in front of a goddamn grand jury. No more congressional hearings. I don't want to hear any more. They don't do anything. There's nothing. You cannot hold anybody accountable or responsible in a congressional hearing. They come up, they lie to you, you make a big stink. Well, they lied to me, we're going to hold them in contempt. What does that mean? Okay, you're held in contempt. Now what? Eric Holder's been held in contempt. Now what? Nothing's happened to his job. As far as I know, he wasn't even suspended for a day. What does that mean, held in contempt? You want to hold them in contempt? You want to hold them responsible? You want to hold them accountable? Put the son of a bitch in jail. And leave enough room for Hillary Clinton and the president and Ms. Sebelius and all the rest of these people that have been stealing from the American people. Look, all it takes is for one person to be prosecuted to set the tone, man. We got to start making an example out of some of these people. We as citizens can't afford this crap anymore. Maybe you can. I can't. And even if I could, I wouldn't. It's a matter of principle. I'm a man of principles. I don't have a lot of principles, but the principles I do have, I have, and I keep and I cherish, and I do not deviate. I hold the frickin' line, unlike our Republican brothers in Congress. They can't wait to drop trow and surrender. You should just call them the surrenderians instead of Republicans. Do you know what the word republic means, Republicans? Look up the goddamn word and become a Republican. I can't wait till this fall. We should have a special election, and the election should be now. We've already seen what Obamacare can do in a couple of months. And now we've got 10 months to go. And then we got another 2-3 months before the bastard gets into office. And then, of course, it's got another 6 months or so before they discuss it and bring it up to a vote. And then send it up to the president so he can veto it. It's going to be a long time. That's why, Mr. King, that it was the right time to fight when you had the opportunity to fight. If we are going to repeal Obamacare, it's going to take at least 2 years before it's completely repealed. By that time, just think of how much damage will be caused in that time. You see now, Mr. Boehner and Mr. McCain and Mr. King and Graham and the whole rest of you jackwagons, you see now why that was the good time to fight? That was the right time to fight? Well, it's not the right time to fight. Ted Cruz, he's a fraud. A fraud? How is going out and doing your job, how is that fraudulent? I'm just curious, Mr. King. How is going out doing your job fraudulent? You weren't doing your job. He was. It seems to me that you sitting on the sidelines criticizing somebody for doing their job, you are the fraud. What, are you kidding me? Well, you're fired, Mr. King. You're fired. You used to be my representative. I will do everything in my power to see to it that you, sir, are not reelected. You don't deserve it. Go back to wherever the hell you came from. I don't know if it was Brooklyn, Long Island, Queens, wherever you were born, wherever you were. Just go. What we need to do, we need to find out, like, maybe Pluto. Put a political jail on Pluto. Just start sending these people there. You'll still screw up the solar system anyway. If we just go in and vote responsibly and don't allow these people to run roughshod over us and don't accept whatever they tell you is truth, we wouldn't be in this mess. NFL should be alarmed that 3 of 4 playoff games, including Green Bay's home game, is still not sold out. Well, well, well. The legend of the waiting list for the Packers season tickets in Green Bay has grown over the years, of course. Newborns get put on the list, with parents hoping someday their offspring hits the top of the list. See, in Green Bay, Their town owns the team. Green Bay owns a team. The amount of people, I think there's only Green Bay has, I think, a population of, what, 200,000? And their stadium holds, what, 90? They sell out every game. And have since, what, the 50s? 59, right here it is. They own their team. So if you want to get season tickets, you got to be put on a list. And you've got to wait. Their people are putting their children on the waiting list. So hopefully sometime before they retire, their children might get some season tickets. Well, they're not selling out. Maybe because it's so goddamn expensive, they can't afford it. People don't have jobs. Green Bay is not, again, the population in Green Bay is only, I think, what, 150,000, 200,000, something like that. I don't know what it is, but it's not that many. Something like it's over half, around half of what the stadium holds is half the population. So Green Bay has perhaps the best fans in the NFL, which is why the league is very worried that the Packers and two other teams are still struggling to sell out their playoff games. Well, you know, NFL, you've been getting greedier and greedier and greedier every year, and you're taking away the game away from the fans, the real fans. But those fans that watch it on TV are much bigger fans than the fans that get a chance to go to the stadium. And it sucks. Their fans would love to go to the stadium. Most of these people, especially in baseball now, too. I mean, you see these women sitting right there in the front row, and they spend the whole goddamn time talking on their cell phone. You're watching a baseball game. Put down your goddamn phone. Give up your seat for somebody who will respect it. They get these, all these people, all this corporation crap, and they give all these tickets to all these people, and they all think, oh, look at me, I'm in a bowl game, I'm in a corporate, I'm cool, I'm hip, I'm special. No, you're an idiot. Give up the seat for somebody who will appreciate it. If you don't know the game, you don't like the game, you don't follow, you don't know anything about it, stay the hell out. Give it up for a fan who will appreciate that front row seat. They won't spend the entire goddamn time talking on their phone. You're watching baseball. You're watching the game. What do you, who do you need to be talking to? How can you be that important? And if that conversation is more important than the game, you need to get out. Green Bay, as of Wednesday morning, has 8,500 tickets short. Let's see, who else is on here? TV and Green Bay Packers. So they're going to black it out from Green Bay all the way to Milwaukee. Imagine that, your team finally makes a playoff and you can't watch it. I don't know. I don't like that blackout crap either. Well, because you don't fill out the stadium, it gives you the right to black it out so people can't watch it on television? Well, those people watching it on television, that's your fan base, just so you know. That's your real fan base, just so you know. Most people can't go to the games, so most people have to watch it at home. That's your fan base. Those are your fans. Now, you going to take away the game from them? Well, they will rebel. NFL, you're getting too greedy. You're making all kinds of stupid tyrannical laws and rules. You're doing everything you can to follow the democratic rule of getting rid of the game. Well, you know, if you don't like the game, give it up. Let somebody else in there who does like the game, does understand the game, run the game. If you don't like it, get out of it. But stop taking away the games from the American people. Look, football, baseball, hockey, basketball, all sports. That is, yes, baseball is our pastime, but it's pastime as well. All of sports, period. Going to the movies is a pastime. Going to the park and just sitting watching the damn ducks, that's a pastime. Whatever that you do that makes you feel relaxed and comfortable and enjoyable, just gives you a little bit of peace and enjoyment, That's your pastime. Stop punishing people for being free, having a free mind. This is what pisses me off about this goddamn government of ours. Because you have a free mind, got to now restrict that and take that away. You can't have that free mind. You get what we give you, and that's it. I'll give you all the goddamn thoughts you need, mister. You're my subject. I'm the king. I will tell you what you will think and what you will feel. I will tell you what is your pastime. Now give me some more money. Yeah, we need more taxes. There's a lot of people out there that don't have free abortions. Packers don't sell out by 3:40 p.m. today. The game will be blocked out on local TV.
Wow. Wow.
Well, we still got another day. You got tomorrow,
Friday.
Look, if you block it out, these fans will rebel against you, and you people will have deserved it. You don't block it out because people cannot afford to go to the games. A playoff ticket, first of all, NFL ticket, ridiculously expensive. I got me and a friend of mine. He just passed away last year. Very good friend of mine, Mark Little. We worked at a Ford dealership, and we got tickets from one of the old guys there in the fleet. His name was Diz. And he would let us have his season tickets every, couple times every year, like two or three times a year. We would get tickets because he didn't go up there. He had the tickets, and he didn't even charge us for it. Gave it to us for free. The tickets were pretty expensive. I'm surprised he let us have them for free, but, we took it. What are we going to do? All right, we'll go to the game. You bet. But those tickets are expensive. And then you get into the playoffs, those tickets are more expensive. And then you get to the Super Bowl. Forget about it. And I'm sorry, but the Super Bowl and the World Series and all these championship series for all these sports, they're not for the fan. The real fan isn't even anywhere near the stadium. They don't get an opportunity. All these corporate mucky mucks, which I don't have problems with corporate mucky mucks. I don't care if you're a corporate guy. But come on, NFL, man. Look at your fan base, man. You got to look at them. Think of them. Think of your real fans. Those poor bastards at home choking on their guacamole. Those are your real fans. They'd love to be able to come to see your game, but they can't afford it. It's because you people got more and more greedy. I'm sorry, but greed, they're, again, a very, very, very fine line between good greed and bad greed. And there is good greed. And good greed is good. And bad greed is bad. And there is a very, very fine line between the two. You could be all the great intentions in the world. You can very, very easily slip over to the bad greed side. Well, that's what the NFL has done. They have forgotten their fan base. The fans aren't included in any decision-making process. It's all about them. They're not including the players. They don't care what the players, they don't care. They don't care about the fans, they don't care about the players, they don't care about anybody but themselves. Well, there's more to a bottom line than the bottom line. You've got to think of everybody as a whole. It's just like what's going on in this government. The government doesn't care how inconvenienced you are in life. As long as it works for them, what the hell do they care what it does to you? You're not part of the equation. You're the subject. You're a nothing. Who the hell are you to have even a thought? All right, the FDR Bible used by Mayor Bill de Blasio, which just look out, New York City. Which I got to go into New York City coming up here in January. Oh, God, I don't know when the first performances are. I know I've got another rehearsal on the 10th. I'll tell you all about it a little bit more. I know I've mentioned it before. But I got to have to be going into the city for quite a number of days. I'm just wondering what kind of a freaking fiasco we're going to be looking at here. I love New York City. I mean, you go into New York City, the first time you go into New York City, I mean, it's one of those places you either fall in love or fall in hate. I fell in love. Same thing when I went out to sea. The first, very first second I seen the ocean, I was in love with it. That's far before I joined the Navy. New York City is the best place. I mean, it's a wonderful city. You got everything you need, and you're 5 minutes away from anywhere you want to go. What Mayor Bloomberg did, I mean, my God, you can't eat salt, you can't have this, you can't do this, you can't do that. I mean, can you freaking breathe in New York City anymore? Well, Bloomberg didn't take away breathing, but I'm sure this son of a bitch will. So he goes out there, Bill Clinton. He goes out there, swears him in, and nobody's responsible, nobody's accountable, nobody knows what they're doing, and they lose the Bible. And they were freaking out because this was FDR's Bible, which was in some museum somewhere. Where was it? You know, historical White House. It's an historical Bible with the White House embossed in the front. Several collection held at the FDR Presidential Library in upstate Hyde Park. I'm not so sure if that was that Bible was under my control, if I had the Presidential Library. I don't know if I'd let anybody else, especially this group, borrow it again. I mean, you're going to borrow something like an old presidential Bible that he signed and he used to inaugurate himself in. I mean, it's an historic Bible, an American historic Bible. Whether you liked FDR or not, it's irrelevant. It's historic. How do you not take care of that? Huh? How can you possibly lose it, even if it is for 5 minutes, 10 minutes? I don't know how long they lost it for. Doesn't really say, but I know they lost it for quite a while. I mean, the fact is, if you lost it for just 5 minutes, how can you be so irresponsible that you can lose this thing for 5 minutes? How do you do that? Unless you're not paying attention to what the hell you're doing? Like, you don't have to anymore. You don't need to be held responsible anymore. The only thing you need to do is to show up whenever you want to, collect your paycheck, go home, do whatever. Well, it'd be nice. It'd be a nice way to live. See, that's the problem. Everybody wants to just have everything that they want. They come up with an idea that they want, they should be able to just get it. Well, it'd be nice. I still want to play center field for the New York Yankees, but that racist son of a bitch, Joe Girardi, that discriminating bastard, won't let me play. All because I don't have the skills to play the game. This Joe Girardi, this hater. Yeah, that's right, Joe Girardi. You're a hater. You won't let me play center field for your team because I don't have any ability. That's right. I don't have the ability. I've got it in my mind and I've got it in my heart, but in my body, no, I don't. I've accepted that. I would be embarrassed to accept the job, although I would go out there at least one inning just to say that I played center field for the New York Yankees. But I couldn't accept a job in a permanent position because I'm smart enough to realize that I can't do the job. And look, if you people can't do the job, you shouldn't have the job, period. You can't have every goddamn thing you want. And if you do want something, if you really want it, you will go out and you will earn it. You will work for it. And if you don't work for it, you're not going to get it. If somebody just hands it to you, you're not going to appreciate it. You'll take it and you play with it for about 5 minutes and throw it down on the floor. You step on it, break it, and now it's kaput. But if you worked your ass off for it and you earned it, you'd take care of it. Well, just what happened with this Bible, Nate? We just want the Bible. Give us a Bible. Then they didn't take care of it. They didn't appreciate it. How do you lose the Bible? I don't understand that. How do you do that? Who was in charge of it? And why weren't they keeping themselves in charge of it? I don't know. Sometimes I just don't. I just have no idea. I mean, how do you? I mean, you can't make this stuff up either. If you did, people would laugh at you. Mr. De Blasio, I'm sorry, but New York City is it's screwed. New York City is screwed. You thought Bloomberg was bad? This guy is Bloomberg on steroids, man. He's coming out there now talking about, oh, we're no longer a divided city. Oh, God, make me puke. Anytime you hear a politician say that they're gonna unite everybody, didn't we hear that before? Didn't we hear our president pro tempore, Barry Satoro? Didn't he campaign on uniting? What happened to that? What happened to that mantra is what I'd like to know. How come he hasn't said that? Oh, that's right. Because we haven't never been united. We were much more united with Bush than what we are with this guy. And we were rather divided with Bush, if I remember correctly. We haven't been united since we had Reagan. And there was pockets of people that didn't like Reagan. That's because the television told you you're not supposed to like him. So they believed it. Man, just year of the progressives. Get the hell out of here. First of all, we all know that progressive is not progressive. It's a degressive. And you people in New York City, look, I want to see you fail because you deserve it. But the problem is I use New York City. I go into New York City a lot. A lot of people go into New York City a lot. So, yeah, I do have a right to bitch, piss, and moan, even though I don't live in New York City. But I do have the right to bitch, piss, and moan, because you're screwing up that city. Yeah, you people who screw it up, you deserve it. You deserve everything bad that's going to happen, and it will. Not can or may, but absolutely, positively will. You deserve it. But the problem is these people who go out there and they make all these policies and they make all this, and they don't get affected. This government doesn't get affected by all the policies. You think Barry Satoro is affected by his Satoro care? You think he's affected by it? Think his family is? No. Think anybody in government is? No. The only thing that these people are affected by is there's going to be a few people lose their job. Well, if I have anything to say about it, if the American people have anything to say about it, if they finally turn intelligent, there's going to be a lot of people lose their jobs. But let's just say that they all lose their job. Do you think it really affects them? Not that much. Not that much. They were in office long enough to make billions of dollars, so they don't need to work anymore. They don't care. They screwed everything up. Hey, I'm out now. My hands are clean. You go ahead. You handle it. Stocks open 2014 lower on Wall Street. Uh-oh, see, I told you it's coming. When this stock market, when it crashes, and it is coming, I'm telling you, I see it, I sense it, I feel it. I know it's coming. It's on the way, man. I'm telling you. And when this stock market crashes, man, it's not going to repair itself like normal crashes. This one's going to be a big one. It's going to be the big one. Hopefully it's not. I'm hoping that it's not, but I hope I'm wrong. I hope to God that I'm wrong. I'm wrong. I'm wrong. But if this stock market crashes like I do believe it's going to, it's not going to be pretty for the United States. We're going to be in a lot of trouble. You think we got economic peril problems in this country now? I don't know if the people in this country could really handle a depression. It was very difficult for those people back then to handle the depression, but they were a little bit, I'm going to go ahead and say they were a little bit more responsible, a little bit more aware of the word responsibility and what it meant. Yeah, there's always people that are going to be reckless, and you are always going to be irresponsible at some point, some time in your life. You can't get away from it. You're human. But all these weak tit bastards that we got living in this country today, especially these youngins, man, these college pukes on into about 35, these are the laziest, just the laziest generations. I mean, they're pathetic. These people are going to be our freaking leaders? No, 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 no. We need to sharpen these youngins out. That's our job. We dropped the ball on that. We're the ones who didn't educate them. We're the ones who indoctrinated them into this free-for-all nonsense of theirs. Everything is arbitrary and baseless with these people, all as long as you just win the argument. Well, how do you win an argument when you didn't even understand the argument? Because you handed out more insults? That makes you win the argument? What facts did you deliver to me, Mr. Liberal man? You can never have an argument with a liberal. They don't have facts. See, facts get in the way of their reality, and you can't do that. How can you win an argument when you're allowing these facts to get in the way here? We can't do that. So you talk over the guy on the right, you speak louder than him, you insult him more, you blame him for being racist, you blame him for being a homophobe, you blame him for being this and blame him for being that. They're a woman hater. They're greedy. They steal, blah, 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 blah. Whatever they tell you that you have done, they have done. Let's see what this says here. Stocks are opening lower on Wall Street as the market comes off its biggest annual gain in nearly two decades. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 91 points. Standard & Poor's 500 Index was down 10 points. The yield and box closed early Wednesday. Hey, S&P 500 rose nearly 30% in 2013. It's the best year since 1997. Well, that's good. I just see the stock market going down. I was in the stock market when I got out of the Navy. I was in McDonald's split, and I made some good coin on that. I got out of the stock market. Look, if you're going to get in the stock market, you either got to put it in as an investment and leave it alone. Money markets are good for that. But if you are going to get into the actual market, you got to watch it every day, man, all day long. It's a full-time job. But there's far too many greedy people that we have in this country, and they're not concerned with anything other than them just taking as much money as they possibly can before things collapse, and the country is collapsing. I think the stock market knows that, and I think Wall Street does know that this country is collapsing. The unemployment rate is not 7%. We've got all kinds of more economic problems first of all, our government is telling us. And we don't have a responsible media, because if we did, they would be asking and probing these big, tough questions. But they don't. Because if they find out that, well, the administration has been doing some shady things, they're going to have to go out and admit that they, you know, it's their fault. They look at it as, well, it's my fault. They're going to be the ones who's going to get embarrassed because they voted for Obama. So instead of coming out there and blaming these politicians and these people for doing all these things, and because they're a Democrat and the reporter's a Democrat, they do everything they can to protect them. Well, they're not really protecting the politician. They're protecting themselves. So they don't look bad. Well, that's another thing that we need to get fix in this country. We need a responsible media. Look, all you got to do is ask some questions and report the truth. It's a simple deal, man. It's not complicated. There's nothing complicated about reporting the goddamn truth. All right, we're getting close to the end here, and I want to get this. We're going to have to play this, and I'm not going to talk about nothing no more. Now, you know, when people sing the Star Spangled Banner, first of all, when people screw that song up, it just irritates me. Sends me sideways straight into Deep Space Nine. These goddamn people coming up there, and they do that god-awful, obnoxious, annoying, pitiful vocal aerobics. No. That's what singers do when they're warming up. That's not singing. That's warming up. There's a difference. It's not singing. It's not melodic. It's not pretty. It's obnoxious. It's annoying. You singers, stop it. It's not singing. I don't have a problem with people taking the national anthem and making it themselves. There's nothing wrong with that. Play it bluesy, you can play it jazzy, you can play it any way you want to. But just don't over-dramatize it and turn it into something that it's not. That song is not meant to be pretentious. And when you sing the song, it's not about your performance. That's number one. And Beyonce, I'm sorry, don't give me this crap. Oh, we had to do it on tape because of all the performance. It's not about the performance. It's about the words, the lyrics. What that song means. That's what that song is about. It's not about your goddamn performance. And if you can't sing it in the elements, you shouldn't be singing it at all. It's not about the performance. It's about the song itself. That's what it is. It's not meant to be pretentious. Now, this girl here, 16 years old, and she's blind. I didn't find this pretentious. I found this girl a very powerful voice, man. And I know it's been all over Facebook and other places all over the place, so you probably heard it, probably seen it. But it's worth hearing again. And if you're one of those, and there's a lot of you out there, and I know there's a lot of you because I see the stats every day. A lot of you download it, and that's fine. That's good. As long as you're listening, everything's fine. You're probably going to want to replay this. You cannot believe this little girl. I mean, she is little. She's not very big. 16 years old. She doesn't look like she's 16. This tiny little runt, and has the most absolute powerful voice. Where that girl got that voice from, I mean, that is a true gift from heaven, man. This, Beyonce, this, and she didn't have this taped. She sang this live. And she's blind. She didn't worry about the goddamn elements. She wasn't worried about her performance. She was singing from inside. And that's where this song is for. It comes from in here, man. Nobody wants to have passion anymore. This girl's got the passion. So all you people out there who have screwed up the national anthem over the years, listen to this. This, ladies and gentlemen, is how it's done. And we'll see you back here tomorrow morning at 10.